On today's Church TechCast Q&A show, DSLRs Live, iMag, and the ProPresenter 5 stage display. Hi, and welcome again to the ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show. This is the show where every week I answer your church technology questions. My name is Paul Allen Clifford, and I'm your host. I'd love to answer your questions, by the way. So if you haven't written in to paul@trinitydigitalmedia.com or left your question below the video, go right ahead and do so. Your question might be one that someone else is just keeps meaning to ask or is too afraid to ask for some reason, which I don't know what it is because I don't bite. Well, not very often. Anyway, so our first question today comes from Ariel Smith on YouTube, who asked, can I use a DSLR camera with a capture card on Easy Worship? Well, the answer is maybe. Easy Worship just came out with their latest version, and so it's possible that it does allow you to do this. Normally, though, what worship software looks for is a signal that's kind of like a webcam. There's a very good reason for this. This function isn't very good. Just across the board. You know I'm a big fan of ProPresenter. Even on their own tutorial videos, they don't encourage you to do this in a large-scale environment. For a small church where it's nice to have something, but latency isn't an issue. That's one thing. But in a large-scale environment, it's much better to take the output of your computer and go into a video switcher than to take a video signal and bring that into the computer. There's just processing time and such. With that said, depending on the DSLR, you might have another problem, and that is overlays. So, for example, I'm recording this on a Canon T3i right now, and as I'm looking at the display, you'll forgive me for looking just askance because the flip screen's just off to the side. I see a little red LED kind of look indicating that I'm recording. I've got a little M next to a microphone icon indicating I've got manual sound. The ISO is underneath, the f-stop, the shutter speed, etc. And depending on the settings, I could even have more than that. And if I had this hooked up via HDMI, all that would come out. So with Canon, at least, that's a bit of a problem. Now, you can get around it with Magic Lantern on a lot of the Canon camera models, but that is kind of a hack. So it could be that you don't want to do it because of that. I don't know if Nikon and Panasonic and some of the other cameras have that limitation, but that's something that I would look into. If you've already got a DSLR and you're planning on using it, try and hook it up via HDMI to a TV and see if there's any way to remove all that information from the screen, because there might not be able to be a way. And therefore, it might not be something that you even want to do, even if Easy Worship can do it. I'm going to really mess up this next person's name. Olawafemi Omoladi. God bless you for the good work you're doing on Trinity Digital Media. My name is Olawafemi, a church media personnel trying to serve God in the department in the best of my ability. Presently at the church, we have three screens displaying lyrics, video files, scriptures, and images during service. We use Easy Worship for our projection through a splitter and a video converter. The screens all display the same thing. Sometimes we use Wirecast so we can connect and use our three systems at the same time using our network router through Desktop Presenter. It's a small church and we just manage with what we have. Presently, we have been thinking of going the way of showing live feeds on the screen during service. However, due to limited available resources, we are thinking of what best represents value for money. Sir, I was going through the web today exploring the possibilities of using security cameras, and I saw the reply to the question. Please, your expert advice is needed. Security cameras really aren't the best choice. Here, let me give you a couple of reasons why. Resolution, not necessarily the best. Secondly, connectivity is maybe not necessarily the best. Thirdly, really you want to be able to put your cameras on tripods, and security cameras, while they're okay for putting permanently in a single location or on a motorized tripod that sweeps back and forth, they're really not great for a tripod that someone is controlling. Fourth, zoom. You're probably not going to have a good zoom control that someone can get a good, good smooth zoom with. You're not going to get a good focus as well. Typically, the lenses on security cameras are fixed focus. Here is the budget option I would recommend. Camcorders. Doesn't even have to be a new camcorder. It could be that, depending on the system you're working with, maybe you need an SD camcorder. Try and find something older and used. It could be that you can connect the output to that directly into your system using Wirecast through some capture cards as your video switcher. So that's just an idea that I thought that I'd suggest to you. You can try and use webcams, but they really don't have zoom since they're meant for, you know, basically the distance between me and the camera right now. So really an older camcorder setup is probably the best value option. And you can just, based on the rest of your system, go from there. But if you're in a small church, maybe showing live video on the screen isn't the best use of the screen. So let me just challenge you to consider why you're doing it, because the reason that we do that, which is called IMAG, short for image magnification, the reason we do have IMAG is to eliminate bad seats. But if you've only got 50 people in the room, there are no bad seats. If you've got 100 or less, there are no bad seats. So you really need a larger room to justify taking up the screen real estate that IMAG would take up. So consider that as well. Next, Chris sent me an email and said, my name is Chris, and I just sent you a message on your YouTube channel, which I saw and was about to reply to when I got this email. I am out of ideas and do not have any experience with ProPresenter. I have a little bit. I'm trying to set up two stage displays and split the signal from ProPresenter from our Mac that is sending signal to two stage projector screens while getting signal from a camera. What do I need to buy and how do I split the signal to have the projector screen showing one thing and our stage display showing another? Thank you for your time. The stage display function in ProPresenter, it's really pretty simple. You get a USB to VGA or USB to DVI adapter. And I'm going to include some links in the video of where you can pick those up. These are affiliate links to Amazon, but you can pick them up pretty much anywhere. You install the driver, then the Mac thinks that it has three displays. And then in the preferences for ProPresenter, you just have to drag the box that says SD, short for stage display, over onto the new monitor, and that should fix it. So I've got a video tutorial on how to do just that. If you head on over to bit.ly/pro5tuts, T-U-T-S, then you can find it in there. So that's one of my more popular videos. I actually need to get one of those in my home setup so that I can show you exactly how to do this instead of kind of futzing around with it. But that's what you can do, and it's really not all that expensive. Those things, I think, are around $30. So go ahead and give that a try. I hope that helped you. I hope that helped you and your church as you're going out and changing eternity. If you like this content, don't forget to sign up for my email newsletter by heading over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, G-I-F-T-S. And there you can choose my video course, my second book in electronic form, Tweeting Church, or you can even choose my top 5 ProPresenter tricks. Any of those, yours for the taking, along with a free subscription to my newsletter. So head on over and get that today. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com. On today's Church TechCast Q&A show, DSLRs Live, iMag, and the ProPresenter State. Hi, and welcome again to another episode of the Church TechCast Q&A show. This is the show where every week I answer your Church TechCast questions. So, take two.